guys, and welcome to Cup of Tea and Talks with G, a place where the natural and random conversation amongst friends, family and peers flow over a cuppa. Relaxed, funny and easygoing conversations where nothing is off limits and tangents are encouraged. Think of the chatty, fun and open conversations you have around the table when catching up with someone and you think, oh my god, imagine if somebody overheard what we're talking about, because the conversation's gone down the most random and funny tangents. Well, that's what this podcast will be. I'll be speaking to different people from different walks of life with different experiences in each episode. So thank you for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the next episode of Cup of Tea and Talks with G. This episode feels slightly like a bit of a deja vu, only because we had to record it twice, which is always fun. But yeah, unfortunately, the first time we recorded it, when I sat down to edit it, it just sounded essentially crap. So obviously I wasn't going to put it out, and I couldn't obviously use the audio that we had. So Nate was away for work during the week, so I thought actually this would be a good time to get us both on Zoom and record the episode. So I'm not going to talk too much because it is a long episode again. But essentially, we are looking back on the crazy year that was March 2020 to March 2021. So we just go through a lot of the highlights. We sort of really want to emphasize and focus on the highlights because obviously a lot of it was potentially overshadowed just by everything that was going on in the world. So yeah, we talk about our highlights, and we also have some highlights from people that sent messages into me about good things and happy times and just positive experiences that they had within that year as well. So want this one to be really uplifting, positive as always. So I really hope you enjoy this one. Oh, and keep listening. Well, if you keep listening until the very end, you will hear some behind the scenes, or I suppose reality of recording the podcast, but also recording the podcast with your husband. So I hope you enjoy them, and just thought it'd be funny to include them. So here we go with this week's episode. Hi, darling.
Hiya, how are you?
How are you? You're very formal. I'm fine, how are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. Why wouldn't I ask that?
Well, a little bit of context. We're actually not recording this together. We're recording it together, but not in the same place. So this is another remote podcast recording because Nate is away for work at the moment. So that's why he's asking how am I. It's because we're not sat next to each other. He's away. So thought it'd be a good time to record it. And obviously meant that Nate got to see my face on a night where he didn't think he would. So win-win for you, darling.
Oh, it's amazing. Like, you're cute in your little den there.
Yeah.
Soundproofing.
I'm also not in my usual I suppose wardrobe room where I am, but it's like 7:15 and I'm tired, so I've made a makeshift podcast studio in the bedroom. So I'm sat on the bed and I've got all the soundproofing going on, and yeah, I'm happy out pretty much. So I've said in the intro, but this episode is pretty much just looking back on a bit of a mental year, but with the emphasis being on looking at the good stuff that did happen. I think it'd be fair to say that a lot of people, when you initially say, oh, 2020 or even 2021 at this stage, it's initially sort of thought about with potentially bad, I suppose, bad judgment or bad memories. And because obviously there was a lot of heartache, a lot of stress, a lot of, bad and sad things that happened. But we're fully aware that within that year, there was also a lot of positives, a lot of good things came out of it, and a lot of things that deserved celebrating and deserved being shouted about. So that is why we're doing this episode. And my unofficial co-host, as I like to call him, Nate, I asked him to get involved in this one just because it's a bit of an open chat, and I do like to do these episodes with him as opposed to any sort of specific topic. So I was like, yeah, Nate, you're going to do this one with me. And also anyone who follows the Instagram, so at Cup of Tea and Talks with G, you'll have known that this is actually our second time recording this episode. So yay for us for having the same conversation twice. Actually, story of my life, because I spend my whole time repeating Nate anyway. So I'm used to saying things twice in life in general. What are you going to say? I can see you biting to say something.
I was playing FIFA and this hasn't interrupted it.
Oh, well, I'm so not sorry. Like, literally not.
And I have revision to do.
You do have revision to do, yeah.
You're interrupting my education.
Okay. But you know, happy you get to see me. You haven't seen me since Monday. It's now Wednesday.
Just look at a picture.
Anywho, so we are going to list off the sort of a few of the good things that happened, I suppose, for us, and sort of highlights that we've, you know, in review, sort of looked back and, you know, after overlooking it, sort of picked out the good and the happy bits. But we've also got some of you guys sent us in your positives and your good news and happy times. So I'll go through a few of them throughout the episode as well. Also, this episode wasn't my idea. I cannot take the credit for it, even in the slightest. The beautiful Amy, who was on season two, episode one, it was her idea. And she said, you know, after a crazy and shit year, it'd be a really good idea to sort of sing about all the good stuff. So thank you, Amy. Because yeah, this 100% wasn't even my idea, but I'm glad she suggested it. So
yeah, thanks, Amy.
So we're recording this, it's literally the first week in April. So in the UK, things have started to open up again. Sort of the first, I suppose, we start meeting up with people outside, rule of six. Certain things are opening, so some shops and stuff opening again next week. So I suppose we're in a good place of doing this because things are starting to get back to normal or the way we'd like them to be. But yeah, looking back on the last year. So before we even go into any sort of specific examples, Nate, like what, when your first thought looking back on the last 12 months, so from March 2020 to March 21, sum that up for me in, I don't know, however many words that you want to.
Sum it up, well, unique, obviously.
Yeah.
We're obviously drawing on the positives of this, on this episode, aren't we, of the last year. So a lot of people were able to utilize the time to either raise money for important charities or something close to their hearts. And a lot of people also out there just trying to make other people happy, help their neighbours, got to know their neighbours, learn new instruments, learn new languages, all this, that and the other.
Yeah.
I can safely say that Grania and I are not any of those people.
I've started a podcast. I learned how to do a podcast.
No. Okay, fine. But okay, it's not that we're not charitable people at all. We're definitely not ones to go off and learn a new language or instrument. I've had a guitar now. So we're in April 21.
Yeah.
I bought a guitar, I think it was around February 2019. So just over 2 years ago, with every intention of learning at least like one song to play at our wedding as a surprise at the afters, like when we're all a bit drunk. Not like
during the ceremony or something.
Yeah, I wasn't
just gonna serenade me walking down the aisle.
Yeah. Kumbaya. No. So I had every intention. I had several months to learn like one song. I haven't picked it up since, I think, April 2019. Let's say I bought it in February 2019. So that wasn't. Ollie's lent it for several months. He actually has bought his own guitar months ago, and I'm just yet to get it back. Obviously, don't really see many people at the moment, do we?
We don't really need it.
No. And I kind of digressed, I suppose, didn't I? But I don't really know how to sum up the year.
Yeah, crazy.
Just
I think
unique.
Yeah, crazy and unique. Actually, you've just reminded me there. So we're doing this obviously
tea,
on
yeah.
Zoom. Yeah, what are you drinking? Obviously, it is 7:20, so it's a bit late for the caffeine for me.
Twinings English Breakfast, golden and well-rounded. There you go. There's the packet from the hotel.
Treat yourself. I'm actually completely off-brand and completely off, you're going to say otherwise, but completely off even my normal standards. But I've actually got a glass of rosé. With some lemonade, and I say off-brand because I wouldn't usually drink midweek, lockdown life has changed me. Some may say for the better, but who knows? So yeah, I'm on the rosé.
Finally, stepping up to your roots of a stereotypic Irish person, because you are the worst drinker I know. Or not like that you can't handle it, but I mean like you literally never drink. So stereotypically, you know.
Yeah,
when you meet, isn't that right though? When you meet people and like, I'm Irish. Oh, no, you don't introduce yourself like that.
Yeah. Oh, I am Grania and I'm Irish.
Well, that's
always
similar
how I introduce
it's a
myself.
Better way. It's a better way to introduce yourself, because on my way up to Bolton a couple of days ago, I listened to your episode with Amy, and you were saying, "Oh, my job doesn't define me. Hi, I'm Grainne. I'm a recruitment consultant." So saying, "Hey, I'm Grainne. I'm Irish." That's at least better.
Okay.
Or like sort of more interesting.
I'm not going to take that on, but okay.
No, I'm not suggesting it will catch on, but yeah, at least you're living up to it a little bit more. You're drinking more. I hope that's not down to me.
No comment.
Just pure stress of living with me.
Yeah, living with you in lockdown as your wife, it may have had a part to play, but you know, we'll never know. We'll leave it up that we don't know.
Feck you.
Anyway, let's get started. So we are going to we already recorded this episode, and actually I'm glad that we're doing it again. Obviously not for the time, the waste of time, because we recorded it and, you know, it was a day.
It's time together then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's time we're spending together. So, you know, that's never wasted. You make me feel sick. but yeah, so we're actually going to do it slightly different, because I think actually in hindsight, when we did do it the first time, because we don't plan things in this podcast, if anyone hasn't noticed, we ended up just sort of reeling off just things that happened each month of the 12 months. And some were good, but some were like so menial, like, got to go to Primark for the first time in 3 months. Like, literally, it was just anything that happened, like, cut the grass today. So it just felt really boring. So we've sort of changed it slightly. We're not going to just look at every single month, but we are going to look on our own positives and sort of list off around 5 each. I won't be counting. There might be more, there might be less. But yeah, we're going to just look at 5 sort of positives or big things that we feel happened in a year of crazy. I'm going to say crazy by 75 times. You could turn this into a drinking game. Every time I say crazy or craziness or craziest, you have to take a shot. Even if it's a cup of tea in front of you, you have to drink. So do you want to start, seeing as you are the guest? I know you're not really a guest. Do you want to start? Give me, I suppose, looking at the start of the year, so around March time, sort of positives or, you know, something good that happened around then for you, other than getting to spend so much time with me.
Well, nothing really happened in March time too much for me. I suppose I started my garden. I don't really know where else to go with that. I mean, the garden was not in a great state, I suppose. Something I wanted to do. I was hoping I'd get it done within like a long weekend with assistance.
It was on your list to do that year, wasn't it?
Then we had lockdown.
But then obviously, lockdown.
Yeah. I wanted like to... We moved into that house in October 2017. So we'd had like 2 summers in the house. So obviously last year was going to be our third summer. I was like, we've not really had many people over in the garden really, and enjoyed our garden for the size it is and stuff that we could do with it. Never really utilized it. So I managed to get it all up together.
And we had Simba as well. That was a big decider, wasn't it? Because Simba, we realized once we got him how much work needed in the garden. He was just finding stuff everywhere. Like there was like an old shed at the back that was barely used. There was just flower beds that he was finding everything in.
The two tree stumps at the back, and that it was all just dingy, wasn't it? So just all needed work. It was not ideal with the dog being a puppy. So just doing that really. So that was good fun. I know that's not that interesting, but
was
like
something you're proud of, though, isn't it?
I'd managed to fill up a whole 8-yard skip on rubbish from the garden and stuff, and then grew new grass, got a new flower bed and made that all pretty, brand new shed, patio the whole of the back and stuff,
furniture.
And new furniture and that. So worked really hard on it. So I am really proud of that. And that was like the beginning of the year, I suppose, or right at the beginning of lockdown. Anyway, that like preoccupied me and kept me like sane whilst I was off work, I suppose. And the weather was unreal for it, which was great.
Yeah.
And just sort of being out there in the garden as well. One of our neighbours were like doing their garden as well then. I inspired them, but they sort of, I suppose. But yeah, we got to know them, even being in the house for like 2.5 years. Didn't speak to them all that often, but like lockdown definitely brought us really close to like Nick and Tracy and their daughter Abby. So, and they love Simba as well. So that was another sort of like topic of conversation, I suppose, and drinking in the garden in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Over the fence. So,
yeah, because thankfully when the lockdowns and that first started, like give or take a few days, it was gorgeous weather. So like you were out there so much. I went out with you one day when I literally, I just remember being like really overwhelmed and wanted to do stuff, had like a lot of energy to do something, but couldn't do anything necessarily that took too much brain power. So I said to you, what do you want me to do? And I think I just dug a hole. Like I literally was, it was something, it was around where the old shed was. And it was like trying to dig out. I think it was
sounds
digging
like
out. I know, but it was literally just digging out like a tree stump or something like that. But like, it was a task that I could do. I felt like I'd achieved something, but like, I literally just had my headphones in and was just able to do it quite like simply.
Yeah, it's physically tiring and that, but like,
yeah,
but
you've
it's a menial
done something.
Task, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, yeah, it didn't take much. I didn't have to think about it. I could just do it without like a bit on autopilot. So yeah.
That's all I did was podcast with my headphones on whilst doing the garden. I had people talking to me. Like I listened to, they had Harry Potter, the Philosopher's Stone on, I think it was Spotify or something. And it was basically, it was the first one, like I just said. But like, it was a different reader for each chapter.
Each chapter.
Like,
chap.
Yeah, that's how we, in the book world, so to speak. So I think it was like Stephen Fry, Daniel Radcliffe, and then like loads of the cast members like read each chapter, but like that was just in my head. Like I don't read, so I know listening to these audibles were really enjoyable, and like you're just plugging away, clearing the garden and stuff, but you're in the weather and stuff, you're in another world as well.
I think for you as well, because I was still working like pretty much as normal, obviously differently because it was online, but like I was still quite busy. You obviously got furloughed after the first few weeks, and for you said it was like you got up like you would a normal working day. So like you got up to do stuff in the garden, and you like, I even had to say to him at one stage, I was like, right, can you just do the garden like Monday to Friday? And can we have like weekends as normal? Because the days were just blurring into one. But it gave you a proper routine and sort of, I suppose, something to keep you occupied during the days. Because you didn't want to sit around watching TV. It's not the type of you, like.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I know you got a bit sick of it. Like all it was, I was obsessed with the garden. We're like, but once I get a notion, I sort of run with it sometimes. So generally speaking,
do.
And I know it does irritate you a little bit, but like I definitely needed that because just some sort of like you say, routine and challenging me in a way. So
we're benefiting from it because we just had our first weekend of 2021 when we can actually have people in the garden, and we can proper start to enjoy it. So most definitely glad that you did that, obviously. My first one for the start of the year as such is actually before the world went crazy. I've actually got sort of two, so I'll keep them short. But it was literally the week before we started, I think when social distancing started coming in and stuff like that. And it was around the 6th of March. And they had a part to play in this as well. But essentially, my big sister, Rebecca, surprised me and came over last March to come over for the weekend. It was actually because I'd been nominated for an Inspirational Women of Portsmouth Awards with Pomadzi. And obviously I was delighted to be nominated and then like really surprised and happy to be actually a finalist on the awards night. But I just obviously told my family, as you do. But Rebecca said she sort of felt it was obviously quite an important thing and something that she wanted to be there to support me for. So she got in touch with Nate, and then Nate got in touch with Ronnie, who runs Pomadzi. And thankfully, although it was sold out, they were able to sort that she could still get a ticket and get a seat. So yeah, that Friday morning, like Nate's ringing me. I'm quite busy because I was doing other bits around the time, getting stuff ready for the event and stuff like that. And he's like, oh, can you just check if the postman has dropped something in the letterbox? And I was like, yeah, like I'll look in a minute, like, because the letterbox is outside the house. And I was like, why? Like, I'm busy. And he's like, yeah, but can you just check? And I was like, yeah, I'll look in a minute. Is it important? Like, and he was like, actually, no, now that you're saying it, I think the postman's there now. And I was like, okay. And then I looked at the door and it's like frosted over. And I could actually see the reflection of somebody. So I was like, actually, there is someone at the door. I said, but I don't think it's someone from the post because they weren't wearing like the normal high-vis like jacket or the red jacket that they usually wear. And I was like, actually, they look like they have a phone in their hand. So I was like, can you stay on the phone? Because first thought in my head was something's going to happen here. I don't know why someone's recording me opening the door. Being honest, I wasn't thinking that it was going to be something nice and a happy surprise. I was like, what the hell is going on? Like, why is there someone there? But opened the door. And lo and behold, there was Rebecca stood there, and she was like, hi. I was like, what the F are you doing here? I literally, she was probably stood outside for about 5 minutes before I'd even let her in. I was in complete shock. Didn't expect to see her. And I think I just didn't even cross my mind, because as well as that, we were actually due to fly home the week after, because we always go home around St. Patrick's Day weekend. So like in my head, I was going to see her, but just not then. It was going to be the following week. And so that was really, really lovely. And she obviously was here for the weekend. So we got to go to the awards together. We went out then on the Saturday night. And bless her, actually, because she... Long story short, she had her flight originally booked with Flybe, who we'd always flown with, because they fly into Southampton. And then from Southampton, she was going to get taxi or whatever. But the day before she was due to travel, Flybe unfortunately went into liquidation. So her flight got cancelled. So then she was considering not going. And then she was like, I really, really want to go. So she organised a different flight. But she had to fly to Gatwick and then she had to get the train. Obviously, I couldn't collect her because I didn't know. Nate was at work. So bless her, she got the train from Gatwick down to Fareham train station. And then from there, she rang Nate, and Nate pretty much just directed her, our house isn't far. And then she just walked up the road to us. And obviously at the time, I was so happy to see her. And it was so nice to spend one-on-one time with her, because usually when we go home, it's so full on. Like, I don't ever feel like I spend one-to-one time with each other, but obviously I get to see everybody, which is the main thing. But hindsight's a great thing, because actually then I didn't see any of my family again for quite a few months. So actually, it was really, really nice to see her and, you know, get that last sort of visit, I suppose, with everybody. And I know, obviously, you loved to have her there as well, didn't you?
Yeah, of course. And just for the record there, when you were on the phone to me and saying, oh, I think someone's recording me, had I have not known it was Rebecca, I definitely would have told you not to open the door, just so anyone doesn't think that I didn't care.
Willingly let me, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no answer. Let's find out who's about to kidnap you. Definitely wasn't like that. So
no.
I knew who it was the other side recording you.
And then, sorry, my other one I was going to say, which is pretty much very close to that, was the start of April. So a couple of weeks into actual lockdown was when I decided that I was going to go ahead with this podcast and get it started. And anyone who listened to season one, the bonus episode, which is the life in lockdown with me and Nate, that was the very first episode that I ever recorded. And I recorded that, and then I didn't do anything for about 3 months because I got scared and didn't want to do it. And just, yeah, fear took over. But thankfully, I finally put it out and got started. But yeah, when I think of like the start of lockdown and the start of all of that, the first thing that I think of that I did or that I'm happy about or all of that stuff was the fact that I actually started the podcast. Nobody knew I started it because I didn't tell anyone because I was so freaking scared. But we got talking about it, didn't we? We had a lot of lockdown walks where me and you would talk about it and sort of, I suppose, go through the whole thing, yeah, and imagine what the episodes could be and who I could get on and all of that.
Well, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's something that you've thought about and spoken about with me for a fairly long time. I mean, it's just something that you've personally wanted to do, and you're doing it, which is fantastic. So just keep it up.
Thanks, darling. So keeping sort of in the first, I suppose, first 3 or 4 months, so March, April, May, June, any other...
My birthday!
I was waiting for it, obviously. Obviously. Yeah, so in May, we got to celebrate Nate's birthday.
Why'd you say birthday?
Birthday. What did that entail?
You just want me to blow smoke now, don't you?
No. I actually don't.
It was fantastic. Grania actually let me stay in bed while she went down and got breakfast and let the dog out for like first time ever. So that was a great start to the day. But she, yeah, it's not happened since. And now she made me like a homemade McDonald's, sausage and egg McMuffin and things like that.
Hash
so that
browns.
Was absolutely fantastic. Hash browns made from scratch, weren't they, as well, actually?
Yeah, Jesus, don't ever do it. It's they a lot of effort. Just buy the frozen ones. It's too much effort to make hash browns from scratch.
The whole thing, but like the sausage was made like the almost like the beef patty sort of thing, yeah, as you'd expect a burger, and that it was class. Yeah, very, very good. So, and then like surprise Zooms with like my family, surprise Zooms with your family, our family. yeah, that, and then like plenty of visitors, and the best part.
Not loads of visitors though, because we were still somewhat in lockdown, which I remember when we first was in lockdown, I for sure didn't think that we'd be still locked down by your birthday.
Oh, no, I didn't expect that at all.
Like, I was so surprised. You could have, well, we had like doorstop visitors to give presents.
Yeah, like,
stuff.
So my mum and Tony came over in the garden, and good presence and they were around for a little while. And then like in the early evening time, like my dad came straight from work and like gave me my presents at the front door and that. So like that's what, they were the only visitors off the top of my head. My sister did a drive-by, I think. Oh, Toby cycled all the way. So that was really appreciated. Dropped me off some beers in a car. That was a lovely surprise. That was just before movie night. So Grania, that was awesome, to be fair. So Grania got the idea from one of her friends who'd done it for their partner, where they printed off like pretend cinema tickets. There was all these pick and mix sweets laid out in the kitchen. So that was awesome. Had little bags to put them in or little bowls to put the sweets in. I think there was popcorn as well, obviously.
Popcorn.
So I got to pick a mix and that, and then like sat down for a movie, and Grania's like edited it. So it's almost like the Universal Studios type thing. And then suddenly it's a, I say like homemade movie. That sounds touchy, doesn't it?
There was no homemade movies. I'm just going to say that again. There was not a homemade movie.
It was my birthday, but no, not that lucky. Oh God,
lucky, unlucky. I don't know anyway, how I'd feel about that. I'd feel unlucky if I had to watch that on my birthday.
If you got a video of this, I mean, whatever.
Got
you anyway,
life, mate. I don't need a video.
Right, moving on.
Anyway,
edit that out, please. Then, so like, and it was all these like edited videos, obviously, like lots of friends and family like wishing me happy birthday.
It's like 45 minutes long. I think it was quite a long like trailer.
Oh, it was a long, it was like 35-40 minutes. That was fantastic. And anyone that knows me knows I'm a soppy tart anyway. And I think there was a video of Shane and Kiva, and they were holding Harper, and she would have been just shy of 3 months old at this point. Yeah. And Grania had typed, like, she was making obviously sort of like baby noises and such, and then like Grania had the initiative to like type out like happy birthday
subtitles.
Uncle Nate, and subtitles for it, like translating the goo goo gaga stuff. And even though Grania's typed it, I was in full belief it was what Harper was thinking and saying, and I just started crying, to be honest. So
I think Harper was the one that got you out of everyone and everything anyone said. Harper was the one that set you off. Yeah, but like, no, but you were sort of soppy throughout, but Harper was the one that just like broke it.
No, I wasn't. I was super manly, and then the baby
super
cracked
manly,
me.
And all then right. Harper cracked. Yeah,
which everyone that knows me can also really believe that. And then after that awesome video, like Grania then said, "Oh right, gonna watch," which was said on the original like cinema tickets that she made me, was like to watch Lord of the Rings, the first one. So I'm there. Lord of the Rings movies are like my favorite trilogy, like my favorite movies of all time. And Grania will not give it the time of day.
But
it was a one-time offer where she would sit and watch it with me. But then I think we got about 25 minutes in, and I was probably interrupted by another Zoom call or something, I fell asleep, actually, I think.
Yeah, the day was so long. Like you said, like normal birthdays aren't really like that, but because obviously there was very little that we could do to make it special, the whole day was crammed, like literally hour by hour. There was calls. We did a birthday walk. Like I made you wear your badge and your hat. Do you remember we went for a walk with the dog and people were wishing you happy birthday on the lines?
That was nice.
So like we had the breakfast and then the breakfast Zoom, and like literally every hour was accounted for pretty much for the whole day. And then it got about like 10 o'clock when we started watching Lord of the Rings, and I was done in. Like what? It's like a 3 and a bit hour movie. Probably watched 20 minutes of it, and I was like, we need to go to bed. I was wrecked.
Well, I had that surprise Zoom with like
with your
lots of my close friends and that. And that probably lasted longer than you thought. Excuse me. And then that's when my dad knocked on the door as well. So like things like that. And then Toby was an unexpected.
Toby was surprised. So yeah, pushed things back.
So like time just got on. And I think, just a couple of like ales throughout the day sort of thing. Just, and I'm always falling asleep on the sofa anyway. So
you are, yeah. And obviously that
was probably one of the best birthdays I've ever had, though, in all truth. And it was completely unique, and I'll probably never have one like that again. But
well, I was just going to say that obviously it's 7th of April now. Your birthday's 13th of May, which is only a few weeks away. What are we thinking? Are we going to be out of lockdown, or are you going to have another one? What's your feelings? Because I know it was this time last year when we were like, no, we'll be out of lockdown. But what do you think? Obviously, I know they've given a rough guide as to what will be happening, but what do you think?
Literally no idea. Like, well, it won't be as good. because you won't put as much effort in, which I don't blame you either.
No, you had
like that was a one of a kind. That was
30 next year as well, so like you can have a chill 29.
Well, the rules. So my birthday's 13th of May. For those who don't know, and I think it's a Thursday. On Monday the 17th of May, the rules change where you can have 30 people outside. So,
and I think bars open indoors as well. Then
I literally have no idea. That'd be cool. So I could see some friends the following weekend. But I think on the weekend closest to my birthday, I'll probably just have a couple of like different parents and then like maybe some mates later on in the day or something like that. And just once again in our garden or something. So, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose it was like I say, it was not what we wanted. It's not what we planned. But I suppose we made it as special as we could. And I say we because I mean like not just me, but like Nate's family and friends and that as well. So, I suppose you proper felt the love on the day of, which you never usually would on your birthday. Your birthday was a Wednesday. So like usually you'd have been working, I'd have been dancing. We wouldn't have really, you know, we would have done something that weekend. But actually for the day of your birthday, you know, we probably
So much better than what it would have been. Like I said, it would have been at work for starters. So.
Exactly. Well, from there is pretty much my next one. And my next one then is 2 months later and it was my birthday. My 30th was the start of July. It's also when the podcast actually went out. Same day. That wasn't a good idea. Like, I don't want to be like, oh, I was so popular. But obviously, you know, when you've got your birthday. Yeah, you've got your birthday. So you've got like WhatsApps and texts and Instagram messages and Facebook messages like wishing you a happy birthday, which is obviously lovely. But I had that. And then I also had people messaging me about the podcast. I literally feel like I just threw my phone away for about 4 days. I just couldn't look at it. I just left all the notifications like open, like unread, because I was like, I can't like process. It was like too much love, which sounds so ridiculous, but it is overwhelming. It's just you sort of feel unworthy and you're like, why am I getting all this love all at once? It's it's really, really overwhelming. But it was my birthday and that was really one of the highlights of the whole lot of the 12 months for me. I'm literally didn't want to, everyone was like, what do you want to do for your birthday? What do you want for your birthday? I was like, nothing. I was a bit like, I'd say miserable. Miserable is not the right word, but obviously I have a twin sister. So in my head all along for our 30th, I'd have gone home and we would have done a party at home and, you know, all of that stuff. So the closer it got and obviously the less likely it was of me being able to go home that I was like, I just want to forget about it. I remember saying, can we just not celebrate it until we can celebrate it? And obviously that made it difficult for Nate because he wanted to make it special. But obviously I was being like, I don't want to do anything. So really, really just wanted to write it off initially. And things had started lifting, things had started opening because you could see people. But yeah, I was sort of dreading it. I don't dread birthdays. I've said this in the podcast before, like, I think it's a privilege, but actually celebrating it, I was a bit hesitant. But thankfully, maybe that's why it made it so much better, actually, because I had no expectations, but complete surprise the whole day. It was on a Monday. So same thing, it would have been bang average if we weren't in lockdown because we wouldn't have done much on a Monday. But woke up, Nate had...
Well, we would have been in Ireland, wouldn't we? So
yeah, but... true. We wouldn't have been a normal day, yeah. But yeah, Nate completely decorated the whole house. There was just rose gold balloons and banners and streamers and just everything all over the house. And then there was a massive happy birthday banner, which was painted on like a massive tablecloth. So he hung it out the front of the house. So it had like happy 30th birthday, Grania, I think. So that was for anyone who didn't know it was my birthday. They drove by and they knew it was bloody huge. What else? So then I got up.
I look like a madman actually, because I had to climb on top of like, I say like the porch bit. It's like our bay window of the living room. I had to climb up on that to then tie it up to hang from the top of the house sort of thing. So, and it's quite,
I was glad I didn't know that he was doing that, because I definitely wouldn't have let you, because like if I like, I was like, how did you get that there? He's like, I'll climb the ladder. And then I was like, no, I can't, I wouldn't let you do it again to like take it down. We just took it down a different way. But yeah, got up, got dressed, and then Nate did it was like a treasure hunt around the house, like with loads of different clues. And like at some clues there was like little presents. There was like, Nate always gets me Calvin Klein like underwear, so the matching sets. And then there was like Kinder surprises and stuff, I think, like just little bits like that. But there was quite a few clues. And then like that when I finally opened it, it was a trip to New York and Vegas for February just gone. And spoiler alert, but we never actually got to go on the holiday, or we haven't gone yet. But yeah, that obviously got cancelled because it was February just gone. But yeah, that was really nice. And like even things like, I just remember just being, there was just flowers. I got so many beautiful bouquets of flowers and the door just like knocking constantly. And I was, yeah, it was just, I've never felt so much love. Like other than our wedding day, I don't think I've ever felt so much love from so many people. And obviously I felt really special. So then that went on, and then I did a Zoom with my family. A couple of the girls that I teach surprised me on the Monday morning. They come over with some gifts and we sort of sat in the garden. I'm trying to think what else. Then Nate had also got a video made with loads of messages from people. So I just sat. It was about literally was almost an hour long. I just sat and cried. I was just drinking rosé pretty much the whole day. Sat and cried and watched that. And then I knew that my friend Sian was calling over like later on in the afternoon, because I invited her. I was like, yeah, like come around in the evening, like we've nothing planned, da, la, la. Like, because I genuinely didn't know what was going on. So I said to Nate, like, can I have a nap? I was exhausted. It was so tiring. So yeah, then after that, I think your mom and that call around, and then Sian was like, come on, we're going for a walk. And I was like, no, we're not. And she's like, yeah, come on, we're going for a walk. And actually a line called then as well. And I was like, why is a line here? Like, it was just weird because obviously I hadn't spoken to any of these people really. So I was like, why are people calling? I didn't like tell them I was free because I didn't know what we were doing.
I don't think I even knew half the people that were turning up, to be fair. So
I'll get to anyway what happened. But obviously there was a bit of a surprise going on. Nate was somewhat aware of it, but not fully. But then Sian was like, we're going for a walk. So I had to walk the dog. And honestly, she drove to this park near our house. And Claire and Sarah came as well. Because Sarah had Ripley, her dog, and I had Simba. And I'm just walking around this park with Rosé in a plastic glass. Because like, I think I had like a badge on. I had a crown on, a sash, the whole lot.
Oh yeah, I bought you the sash. I personalized one.
So Sian's trying to kill time just doing loops of this little park. And then I was like, can we go back now? And she'd look at her phone. She was like, no. And then I was like, okay. And then I'd ask her again and she'd look at her phone. No. So finally she was like, we can go back now. And I was like, right, great. And I honestly had no clue what to expect. I was like, obviously there's some sort of surprise in the house that I couldn't be here for, but like wasn't really aware. So anyway, I walked into the conservatory and then like started to walk out to the garden, and I could just see there was quite a lot of like family and friends, like probably the biggest group of people I'd seen in like months and months. And so I assumed that's what it was, but they were all sort of stood in a semicircle, like facing me. And I was like, what are they doing?
You were a little bit tipsy at this point.
I was
a little bit
tipsy, but I was thinking, are they going to do a flash mob or something? Like, it was just weird. And like your sister and Rob and your mom and that were there as well. So it was like just loads of different people. As soon as I walked out the back door and onto the decking, then I just heard like these voices just singing happy birthday, but none of the people in front of me. And I was like, what the hell? And then it turned out that Guilt Trippin, who are an 80s, 90s, noughties and current cover band, who are actually going to be future guests on the podcast. Whose idea was it actually? Was it you to ask them to?
Tamsin.
Tamsin's idea. So Tamsin got in touch with you, was it, to say she thought that would be a really good idea?
Yeah, basically, she thought it'd be a good idea. So I've been messaging people for like, obviously, spoiler about that, yeah, like the video. So I sort of wanted to return the favor of getting all loved ones and people you care about to, and that care about you. So whilst we were chatting about that, she just came out of it. There was something that made her think of it. I can't remember.
I think they sang
for someone.
Yeah, outdoor performances, like private gigs type thing.
And she just thought it would be a fantastic idea if they were up for, and obviously thankfully they were, which was really appreciated. It was unbelievable, to be fair. I can, you know, thanks to the girls there and Tamsin, like they just made made your day that much more exciting and amazing and unique and special. So
yeah, the day was already amazing before that. That was just like complete icing on the cake, because literally you had done decorations then as well out the back, and it was literally like a mini festival. So they sang like...
all within sort of rules, yeah, I suppose we should say. Although there was that one Facebook message. Not Facebook message.
Facebook group,
like Fairham, whatever.
Neighbourhood Watch or something. Yeah, pretty much saying, what can you hear the music? Blah, blah, blah. But like, yeah, everything we did was fine because everyone.
There's a festival we need to get shut down or something, wasn't it?
It did sound like a festival because like they had the full kit, they had the full speakers and the microphones the speakers and all and of that. Yeah. But obviously it wasn't. It was only a small scale. But yeah, that was just, I was up dancing with them. I was singing with them. Aline was dancing with them. Shan, like, yeah, oh, it was really, class. Really good. And yeah, like I said, just a day that I was like, can we just pretend it's not happening? So the fact that it was so good and then like so much more than I could have even expected for a 30th birthday and a lockdown birthday was pretty epic. And we also then, which will be another point, but we did get to celebrate my 30th with Kiva as well. So we just had double celebration. So that was good. Right. So we've sort of listed a couple of ours, but I want to just go through a couple of the messages that I had as well. So this one is from my sister Emma, and these are her highlights, but they're also our highlights because we had a lot of family highlights last year. Now the first one, she says, I know this was in February, but still, so we'll let it bend a real slightly, but my twin sister Kiva and Shane gave birth to our niece Harper. So Harper was born in February. And then Emma, my little sister, she said, then of course, my purpose in life, my beautiful Kriya, came along in November. So yeah, for a year that was quite strange and stuff, our family personally, we got two new members, two new beautiful little nieces, and the excitement and I think the closeness that brings as well. Like, I suppose when Harper was born, we set up this group chat so that Shane, like literally Kiva was in labor. Shane was like, can you do a group chat with everybody so that I don't have to message you people individually? And that group chat was made the day Harper was being born. And since then, like that's our main sort of group chat with my family, my side of the family. And yeah, we get photos and videos in there constantly of the two girls and then our own stuff and that. But yeah, like for us,
we have Simba.
Yeah, we have Simba, and then the girls do Kriya and Harper, and then obviously Rebecca's got Abby and Amy, who don't get as many photos as much because they're older and they're too cool. But yeah, that was for a family, like to have two nieces, two new babies born in the year, that was pretty special. So that was my highlights as well as Emma's as well. And then we have Verity, and she said, her message said, I love this. Good things did happen in the mad year, which is the whole point of this episode. But she said, my highlights. In August, I got promoted to head of fundraising at the charity I work for. And in December, I moved into my first little rented house all by myself. And she said, I always had roommates before now. And then she said, oh, and in February, my dad finally got his hip replacement that he was meant to get literally the day before lockdown began. He's been hobbling about for about 2 years now. So it's amazing that it's finally done. So yeah, like loads of like life events still happen, because although loads of stuff stopped, and I know it was the year the world stopped, certain life events don't stop. Like, you know, people were still getting promotions. People were still moving house. People were still achieving amazing things. So the world did stop, but didn't mean that our lives did. Like, they still thankfully went on. So let's move on then. Nathan, what sort of around summertime, any, what was another sort of highlight around sort of, I suppose, middle of last year for you?
Right. Yeah. So, I suppose like, well, not suppose, it was a brilliant part when we were allowed to travel sort of like, so we went to Ireland, obviously to see the family, because we hadn't seen them since a very short flying visit in February when Harper was born. So
yeah,
obviously not seen the family for over half a year at this point. So we drove over for a couple of weeks, and that was with Simba. So that was pretty awesome. But I'll let you elaborate on that a bit.
Yeah, I suppose this is one that we most definitely both have. I think the reason, because we go home usually we go home all the time. Like, I think the 2 years previous to that, I'd gone home like 6 or 7 times a year. Obviously, we had our wedding, so that did up the visit numbers and with hen parties and stuff like that. But yeah, obviously, I've lived here, what is it, seven years this summer. So 6.5 years I've lived here. And I've always, and I've been fully appreciative and grateful for the fact that pretty much I could go home whenever I needed to. There's very, obviously I miss things, like I couldn't go home for everything, but you know, I can be there for majority of the big stuff. So the fact that for the first time ever in the whole time I've lived here, that wasn't an option, was really, really, initially scary at the start of the whole lockdown. That was really scary because obviously you couldn't get home no matter what. And I just remember being so worried if something happened that I would be stuck here. So that was really worrying and upsetting. And then it was the fact that you just couldn't travel really when things started settling down. And it was like, yeah, what always had me, my homesickness was the fact that I always knew when my next trip was. So I'd say goodbye, we'd get dropped at the airport, and I'd say, I'll see you in 2 months, I'll see you in 6 weeks, whatever it was. So for the first time ever to not have that luxury was really, yeah, just really sort of shit. I know obviously there's people who don't get home every year depending on where they live, but part of the things that made it so easy to move to England was the fact that it was so easy to get home. I didn't feel like I was moving away. Like I said, Southampton was a 20-minute drive, then an hour's flight, and then 20 minutes the other side from Dublin Airport. So it's something that I've always had the luxury of, and that being taken away, yeah, was really, really quite upsetting. And the fact obviously that we just had a new niece born, Harper, I found out that Emma was pregnant. We had to find out over WhatsApp video call, which obviously she would have wanted to do in person. So just a few adjustments like that. My 30th birthday, all my family's birthdays and stuff. But finally, I think it was literally only about 3 weeks beforehand, we were sort of looked into it and we were able to travel. So we decided that we'd get the ferry. There was a couple of reasons. One was we thought it would be a safer option than sitting on an airplane. Also meant we could bring Simba baby home with us. So that was a big pro because he could come on the ferry with us and be in the car. So we literally booked it 2 or 3 weeks beforehand and we were home for about 2 weeks, just shy of 2 weeks. And it was just so, so good, wasn't it? It just felt like we didn't see loads of people like usually, but we seen like my family. We got to spend loads of time with my family and we crammed so much in. We did like belated 30th birthday celebrations. Obviously, Kiva celebrated her birthday with everyone on the day of, as she should. But then we did like joint celebrations a bit later. We had Emma, my sister Emma's baby shower. And we got to do that on that trip, which I wasn't sure.
Bless her. She like waited until knowing if we could come back just
she
so
just
you
was asking like,
it.
Do you think you'll be back at a certain stage? Like, so we can do the shower. I don't want to plan it without you and stuff. And I was like, obviously, if it's in my power, I'll be there. But at the same time, it was so out of our control. So, yeah, the fact that we got to be home for that, and then I got to obviously help organize it and decorate and all that stuff for her. And then my niece Abby as well, her confirmation, which anyone who knows sort of Catholic schools and stuff. So her confirmation was due to be in the May. That obviously got cancelled. And I think that was what the deciding thing was, actually. We found out that that was going to be in August. So we looked at sort of Nate's work and different things we had on. And we thought, right, if we can work it around that, because I'd been asked to be her sponsor. So for the mass, it was only her mom and dad and then me, because you couldn't have any additional family. So like I got to be there and I got to be her sponsor and I am her godmother and stuff. But yeah, it felt very special to be there and be invited. And yeah, just in between that, it was just walks and meeting people and just starting to feel normal. We got to stay with my mom. My mom had only moved house, so she had a new spare room that we got to stay with her for the first time. And yeah, it was just nice, wasn't it?
No, it was incredible. We were really lucky that we managed to get to do it, because like you say, like you've got one of your best friends, Neve, who lives in Australia, so doesn't have that so readily available.
And she's had trips home cancelled as well. Her 30th, she was due to come back. No, she was due to come back last summer, around the same time as our 30th, because her little sister, Kira's 18th, was the same day as our 30th. So she's had trips cancelled. And I know her dad was due to go over for her 30th. So, yeah, she's had loads of stuff cancelled and like that unknown when she'll get back again. So I did feel very, very lucky. And it was sort of like a bit of a refresh or a bit of like a revitalizing, just to sort of have that in the middle of it all. And then I was like, right, we can go back and face it again. If I didn't get to do that, I think I'd feel a lot different about everything. Yeah, that was really, really nice. And then, so that was the end of July and then August. And then we got to celebrate our first wedding anniversary, which although we didn't get to do much, we did get to go out for dinner and drinks, which was nice to be able to mark it.
Where did we go again?
We went over to Gunwharf. Went to Italian.
Yes, I do. we managed to have drinks then as well, didn't we? In sort of a pub after, because they were open. So yeah, no, that was, yeah, I do remember now. That was good.
Yeah, because obviously we never really had anything planned for the first wedding anniversary. We're not very good at planning too far in advance. And obviously when lockdown happened in March, we wouldn't have had anything planned for then anyway. So the fact we got to market and just go out and have food and drinks and stuff was nice. I'm going to go back to the messages, one sec, that we had. So this one is from Amy, and she said she joined Glowgetters. She met an incredible bunch of badass, interesting, kind and thought-provoking women and glowed up into a princess. And Glowgetters is one of the online memberships that Neptune Girls has. It's Carly Ann who runs Glowgetters. It's sort of separate to the Neptune and the dance stuff. And she actually spoke about that on her episode on the podcast in season one. And Amy, she says about glowing up into a princess. Amy's an air hostess, so her work was massively affected during lockdown. And she set up her own online princess business. So she dresses up as different princesses. She does video messages and sends does lives and stuff like that. So although it came out of a bad place, she's really, really good at it. And I know she's had some amazing sort of feedback. And if anyone wants to check out her Instagram, it's Princess and the Sea, SEA. Yeah, positives all around.
That's super awesome. Yeah. Well done, Amy.
And then next I have Claire Marie. And she said she started her new job in September 2021. There was so many people's jobs affected, but people still starting new jobs and doing new things is always something to be shouted about. So well done, Claire. And I'll just do one more and then we'll do the rest in a bit. And this is from Katie. And she said, in November, I got asked to be a godmother. This will be my first godchild. I'm so excited. The baby's due in April. Ooh, I wonder actually if the baby's been born yet. You'll have to let me know, Katie. And she just said, excited for season two. So it's such an honor to be a godmother. I know, because I've got Abby, who's 13 now. She's my only godchild. And as much as we kill each other now, because she's gone through that wonderful teenage stage, it is a special little bond to have. So good luck to your friend or whoever it is that's having the baby. And I hope all is well and healthy with them. Please let me know when they're born, though, because I love all the baby news. So, Nate, moving on. Strangely, on my notes in this bit, things go a bit sparse here, but I think it's because we're going into sort of the autumn and winter, and obviously we had a couple more lockdowns at this stage. But I suppose maybe September, October, November time, what do you have to celebrate? What was good that happened?
Well, just quickly going back, in August you had Joe Stagg. We were meant to go to Budapest, which sadly didn't happen, because it was like, oh, you could still fly, but you won't be able to get in anywhere. So it was like, well, we're clearly not going to do that. It's just going to be like a dozen guys or so, just locked in a room. So anyway, like we ended up having a pretty awesome day where we like did go-karting, clay pigeon shooting, and then like barbecue and party out like in our garden again. And that was a good job of done the garden.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was Joe Stagg.
It became a bit of a party central, that garden, because you done it.
Yeah, and then like best mate Tom P, he moved to Amsterdam to be with his partner, Scene, at the beginning of September. But the week before he went, we hosted a party in our garden again for his leavers do. So that was awesome.
We should start renting the garden out as like an official like venue, because we hosted that many birthdays, going away parties, stag do's. I was like, we could very easily.
Well, actually.
Oh, actually.
The Gosport Dean.
Yeah.
He actually, he tells me that he does actually rent our garden out, and I just don't get any of the money of it, because it was his suggestion, being one of Joe's groomsmen, it was his suggestion that, we should just now have the stag at Nate's. And he said that to the other groomsmen before actually consulting me. But obviously, I'm more than happy to host. I was really delighted that we could be of assistance or help to the occasion, obviously.
Yeah.
So that was that. Yeah, exactly. But then that moves me on to my next one, which would have been end of October. I think it was 17th of October, Joe and Emily. So Joe would be one of my best mates from school. Likewise known Emily as well for probably a dozen years as well now, which is crazy to think. Cause the two of them have been together since they were 14, 15 years old. So it's the sweetest thing. They actually got married on the 17th of October. And I had the honour of being the only friend invited that wasn't part of the bridal party, if that makes sense. So it was when the weddings were limited to 30, So that was a huge privilege to come along to that. So that was a massive highlight for like the winter time, which, like you say, was a bit of a lull because we were all like, like we said at the beginning of the podcast, that like we didn't expect to be in a lockdown in May, and that was like 2 months after the lockdown.
I didn't expect to be in lockdown now. Then, so I'm like,
I know, but like, how many times did we say like, oh, like it's, the weather's fantastic, we're being so lucky, I can't imagine if we were in lockdown in winter. Never
winter. I know,
in a month of Sundays thinking that. Now over a year on, but let's move on from that boogie negative bit.
I know.
But yeah, the wedding was a massive highlight for me, and it was absolutely gutting for myself, and I know Joe and Emily were devastated that they couldn't have you there because of the number restrictions, but we made the best of the situation, didn't we? We went down to Somerset, wasn't it? Where down in Somerset they got married. We got an Airbnb the night before the wedding, and we brought Simba with us. Mm-hmm. Dog friendly one, obviously.
So we got to have like a holiday.
For an amazing walk. Yeah. And
I was just saying, we still got to have a little holiday because it was one of the things that we'd spoken about. Because the year before my 30th, we went away for a weekend to Bridport, and I said about when we get a dog, I want to do more like staycations, blah blah blah, and obviously we didn't get to do that. So it was later in the year. The weather was fine, but it was just cold and that. But the fact that we still had to have a little weekend away, the three of us, obviously gutted couldn't be at the wedding, but completely understood the reasons why. And yeah, Nate got to be there and celebrate with his friends, and I got to have a weekend away and got an extra day on my own with the boy with loads of cuddles. So you know, can't really complain. I don't really have much row for that. So I've got like, that we went to Somerset. I think my next sort of thing that I wrote, and I've already mentioned this, was that then in November, Kriya being born. So Kriya being Emma's baby. And that was so nice actually, because Kriya was born on the 4th of November, and Ireland had just gone into, I think they were about 2 weeks already into a 6 week lockdown, and we had just gone into a 4 week lockdown like a couple of days beforehand. So it was like the second lockdown had hit, and it was like, oh my God, here we go again. So to have this little bit of excitement and this buzz in the family, and yeah, this other little person come into our lives, was just such a blessing at the time as well. And she's like such a gorgeous little thing. So to see her and Harper growing up, albeit true photos and videos, but just to see the two of them together, and they're besties, is just so, so sweet. So at the time, like I said, there was so much, sadness and worry and stress. And yeah, I think the fact that it was all happening during winter made it so much harder. So we were very lucky as a family to have some more positives and, you know, new life and new excitement for us. And then after that, I just wrote Christmas, because for the first time, although it wasn't how we would have, we wouldn't have had it this way necessarily. We decided in October, I think. Nobody knew what the restrictions were going to be. There was, you will be able to meet a few people, maybe you won't, blah, blah, blah. And me and Nate just decided, right, we'll make our own plans that cannot be changed. So we decided, like before everything, that on Christmas Day, it would just be the two of us and Simba, and we would have Christmas Day in our house on our own, which actually for the first time ever that we've been together, and the first time that we've owned a house, that we actually had Christmas in our own house. So it was a bit of a blessing in disguise. Obviously we would have liked to have seen people, but we sort of took control where we could, and made it so that our plans couldn't be changed. They were our plans no matter what was going on, that unless they made us separate and go into separate houses, they couldn't have stopped that happening. And it was really nice, wasn't it? And you enjoyed obviously having the time off and just being able to chill.
Yeah, like we just come to terms that we weren't going to be able to see our friends and family like we usually would. So like I'd normally always have the 2 weeks booked off at Christmas, which I more or less did anyway. But it's a week in Ireland and a week at home. But obviously it would be so fun filled with seeing people.
Oh, yeah.
But just actually like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'd do anything to be fun filled seeing everyone nowadays.
Of course, but I just did. Just the two of us was incredible, or the three of us, I should say, really, with Simba before anyone gets any ideas. But just doing nothing, I mean some people would argue we're sort of a bit lazy with sitting in front of the telly quite a bit, but in enough breath, like, we're just socialites, you know.
No, but I think the fact that we get weekends and stuff to do things. Yeah.
Just doing sweet FA Christmas Day and stuff was incredible.
You don't feel guilty about it, don't we not? Because it was like, we had so many days.
I loved it.
Yeah. It was like, we didn't know what time it was. Like we pretty much had like Christmas Day for like 5 or 6 days. Yeah, exactly. So it was the fact that we could just sort of do what we wanted, eat and drink when and what we wanted, and just watch. We just binged so many TV shows, movies. We played PlayStation games. So yeah, like it was really chilled, and it was quite a nice sort of break and sort of rejuvenation as such after a crazy year.
Well, we would obviously, like, going forward, we'll always spend Christmas with relatives and maybe friends as well, obviously. And not being funny, like, what, probably within the next couple of years, we'll then start our own, like, little family. So it'll never be that chill, just doing sweet FA, all about us and Simba.
Yeah.
Probably be a baby in a few years, and even the years in between not having a baby, there'd be the just spending catching with, like, up. My family and your family, won't it? So
yeah,
it was
so
nice.
Although it wasn't, like I say, it wasn't our norm, I think because we decided that's what we were going to do, then it sort of, it made it okay. We were able to get excited for it. Like, you bought me a PlayStation game because you knew that that's what we'd be doing for Christmas and stuff. So it was like, we could plan for it and actually, just switching off and stuff was really nice. I'm going to read out a couple more messages and then we'll get on to the last few bits. For me, I've only got one more bit, which is quite a recent one, which I think is probably yours as well. But I'll read these out first.
Didn't write anything else. You only asked me for this year.
You can follow up. This is from Jenna. And Jenna said, I joined Sassy Massey's dance team, which is within the Neptune Girls. So Sassy Massey is Claire, and she started her new team in January, and Jenna joined. And she said, I left a toxic relationship and I became a stronger woman. So, like literally all around, you cannot ask for more. This is from Holly. And she said, can't wait to hear your weekly podcast. They got me through the first lockdown and will be keeping me company on my maternity leave. So she said, two great things happened to me between March 2020 and March 2021. I married my amazing husband, Dan, in November, just before the second lockdown. And we found out we were expecting our first baby, a baby girl due in June 2021, and a future little Neptune girl. But with Holly as well, like, bless them, they had to rearrange their wedding because I think it was originally due for September. And I know there were so many people who had weddings changed, cancelled, rearranged. And like I say, my heart goes out to you because obviously we know the stress of organizing weddings and even like the excitement of all of it and that. So anyone who's still waiting to have their day, if it's been postponed, don't worry, it will be worth it. And it will be as amazing, as special as you deserve. So if anyone is waiting for it, don't worry, it will be worth it. I'll do one more for now and then I've got a couple more before we finish. And this is from Kirsty, and she said, good things to happen in the last year are... And she has a few. She sort of listed her own ones and then family ones as well. My older sister got herself a place after living with us for a while, following separating from her husband. Lockdown actually gave her the chance to reconnect with the family and find herself a bit of independence that she wasn't used to due to being in a 15-year relationship previously. My second older sister got a new job and started earlier this year. She's been working hard in the company she's in and they offered her the recognition she deserved, which allowed her to gain more training and new skills. So pleased for both of them. It's been a tough year, but great to see them flourishing, which is so nice because, like, that we can obviously look at our own successes, but it's so great to be able to cheer and celebrate for other people's. And I know Kirsty's like an ultimate cheerleader because I know her really well. And then she had her own. She said, lastly, lockdown has been tough on relationships, both family and romantically, as we live with my parents. However, lockdown gave us the time and the space to be able to save and be more focused, allowing us to now go forward and put an offer in on a house when we find the one we like. She said, a stressful, heartbreaking and lonely for most. It will be nice to hear some good news that burst out from the ashes of the year that never really got off the ground. So yeah, that's best of luck with finding the new house, Kirsty. It'll be all worth it. And like you say, it was lockdown in itself proved a bit of a break or a chance for you to be able to do that. So very excited for you and Matt. So yeah, like I said, the next one, I don't really have anything for January and February. I think, like a lot of people, I just hibernated, kept my head down, literally dealt day to day and no more than that, which sometimes is nice to do, just sort of stops me from spiraling, because I can spiral sometimes. I'm so used to having things booked in the future. I know it was weird opening the January page of my diary and having nothing to write in this new calendar. But for us, we've had a big, something really big and exciting happen. And it was literally only last month, so in March. And that was the fact that we have bought a bus. So as crazy as that sounds, we have actually bought, it's not a minibus, is it? It's just a bus, a school bus.
Well, it's classed as a minibus, I think. It's not a bus like some people might be imagining, like what's around London or something like that, or a first bus from Gosport or Eclipse. But
it's a 29-seater, isn't it?
30, actually.
30-seater. Well, that's including the driver. They call it 29-seater, but anyway. a 29-seater bus that we are going to convert, and we're going to convert it into literally a home away from home. So the reason this came about, we didn't just randomly have a random look on like Gumtree and just buy a bus. We have always spoken we've always spoken about and always loved traveling and just doing new things and seeing new places. Obviously that was the one thing we couldn't do pretty much in lockdown, but we did always say we wanted to do a little bit more sort of going places. And obviously we've now gotten the dog, who we're more than happy that we have him. Obviously delighted. He's the love of my life and Nate's, mainly mine. But we were like, how do we now go on all these amazing holidays and do all these amazing things? We have a dog, you know, we don't want to just be palming him off. So we were like, actually, if we get a bus, and we looked into it and we seen people that do it, it means that we can now travel within the UK. We can travel to Ireland. We can travel to mainland Europe. And so the main thing obviously being that we're not flying anywhere, so he can come with us in the bus. So that is the plan for the next quite a few months, I suppose, is doing up the bus. But it's been a massive like boost, hasn't it? Like just to have something to look forward to and like work towards now that you finish your garden.
Yeah, we started with the garden. We're going to end on the garden. What we like. It is incredible. I'm so excited to do this project and that. And I know we've already had loads of help from Tony, my stepdad. And I know we'll probably get help from other friends and family along the way, because
it's been nice because your dad as well has come around to help and stuff. And your mom has been there. So it's like another little project for everyone to sort of get involved with.
Yeah, we always need something, don't we? I mean, well, we got the traveling back and forth from Ireland. We had the great holidays. We had the elaborate engagement, the wedding abroad, buying houses, and we've always had something on the go, haven't we? We then got Simba.
Yeah.
And well, you know, the novelty of Simba worn off, so I had to get a bus.
Shut up.
Always you got something going, but now we're need something else just to keep us going, really.
Just to focus on, really,
we don't want to live conventional lives, I don't think, do we? And I think a lot of people have realized that during lockdown. So I don't want to be sort of like all that cliche sort of stuff, but it really does make you realize how important other things are than just working Dolly Parton.
And I think like we can't wait. Ahead. Yeah, we can't wait to just get out on the road again and make memories and just do trips. So that's why, like, obviously if it's staycations for a year, we can do staycations for a year. We can just hop in our bus and go.
Freedom.
Yeah, and just to be able to do that. I think a lot of the lessons that we learned throughout the year and everything that it had to offer us was the fact that, well, for me anyway, I don't know if everyone's the same, but my main thing was that things didn't mean anything to me. I did the initial, when lockdown first started, I did a few online orders. But even at that, the enjoyment was so short-lived that I was like, I cannot be bothered. Like, there was not, like, same thing when it came to, like, my birthday.
Not materialistic at all, are you?
No, but when it came to my birthday and stuff, and even Christmas, and people were like, what can we get you for your birthday? And I was like, I don't want to sound, like, really, like, down and sort of, like, ungrateful. I was like, but you can't give me what I want, and that's, like, to go home or to go on holidays or, you know, the only things I wanted was to like make memories and experience new things. And obviously that was the one thing that we couldn't have. So this sort of feels like a little bit more like it's in our control and we can sort of go with that a lot better. And that's been the biggest
within reason though.
Well, yeah, but
me being English, I've lost my freedom of movement.
Don't. Yeah, bloody brat.
So that'll make it more interesting for me. But yeah. Grania can stay in whatever country in Europe she wants.
Unfortunately, yeah, Nate can't get an Irish passport because I don't know why. I just thought when we, well, this isn't why we got married, but I did think that when we got married that he could. So I'm trying to look into it to try and understand it. But yeah, that is annoying, but we'll make it work. I've said I don't care if we go to the local beach and just sit in the bus and, you know, camp out there for the night. I don't care because it'll still be something different, won't it? And it'll be in our little holiday home on wheels. So,
of course, I mean, like you said, we want to do a test run around the UK and Ireland before going to Europe anyway. So we're going to test run the bus. And neither of us have really done much of the UK and
or Ireland or Europe.
Well, neither of us have been to Scotland before. Both of us haven't really done anything. I've never been to all of Northern Ireland, and you've not really, apart from for the dentist, I think, back in the day.
Yeah, I used to go to the dentist up there, and I used to go shopping in Sainsbury's. That was about the height of it.
That's exciting, but I think there's more to Northern Ireland than the dentist definitely. And Sainsbury's. So, and then just obviously like where we got engaged in Galway, I'm desperate to go there. For a period of time because we were there for like one night. So there's a lot that we
go
can
and
do.
Visit family as well and be there a little bit longer and have our home comforts with us, but
and
like
Simba
have our baby. So yeah, exciting times ahead. We have set up an Instagram. There's not much going on it at the moment, but if you do want to follow, I promise I'll get better at posting, and it's at So Where To Next Then. I will put it in the show notes and that.
But, you had to think about that.
Well, I had to make sure I said it right. But yeah, at So Where To Next Then. Right, before we wrap up, I have got the last few messages of good and exciting things that happened in people's lives in the last 12 months. So this one is from Emily. And she said, my precious little girl was born in December. So this is what is completely exactly what I mean when I say like the world stopped. The world might have stopped, but life didn't. And amazing little people came into the world and that should always be celebrated and shouted about. This is from Nicola. And she said, all of mine are right towards the end. She said, November, adopted a puppy. January, passed my final exam and have now finished studying after 4 years of full-time work alongside 3 qualifications. And in February, she moved house finally after a long and awkward chain. Like, I don't know how you did all that, Nicola, like genuinely, like I just about got dressed some days, and I say some because it wasn't all days. The last few months have been really, really tough. So fair play for getting all that done and obviously achieving all of that. The next one is sort of, it's borderline twofold. It's about two people that each sent me the same thing slightly. So Hattie and Toby are our good friends. And Hattie said, me and Tobes bought our first house and moved in August. Happiest thing last year. And Toby said pretty much similar, except he elaborated. He said, we bought our first house and Hattie has crushed being a nurse during a pandemic, which she absolutely did. She's obviously worked on the front line as a NHS nurse, like so many other amazing NHS nurses and frontline workers. So she most definitely did smash it. So well done, Hattie. Vanessa, who is in Canada. So I know I get analytics over who listens and where people are listening. And there's always like a percentage for Canada. So I always think of you, Vanessa. She said in October 2020, we got engaged. January 2021, I got a promotion. And February 2021, bought our first home. So like that's bloody massive life events happening right there. And I hope that in years to come that when we look back on 2020 and start of 2021, that they're the things that we think of. Obviously them big things, of course, but that they're the main things and not necessarily the mad shit show of a year that it really was. This one is from Scene, who is Nate's best friend Alex, or Tompy's girlfriend. And she said, good things that happened were, in March I discovered podcast as a medium and has opened up so much info and openness and relaxation. September was a good month because in the beginning of the month my partner Alex and I finally moved in together after 2.5 years long distance, and at the end of the month I graduated from my master's, and in February I got a job I really wanted. And she said, looking forward to your uplifting and honest podcast. So yeah, obviously bittersweet that one, because obviously Scene's delighted that she's got Alex, but obviously Nate's devastated because he's lost Alex. So double-edged sword that one, but obviously we're very happy for Alex and Scene that they now finally get to live together.
Can't wait for the trip over, so.
Yeah, and that we can actually hopefully go over soon in the bus over to Amsterdam. Okay, and this is the last one. And when I put this message out about, you know, send me your good stories, I did say there's no such thing as too big, too small, too, you know, too little, too whatever, because it's all relative. And something that's massive in your life will be different to somebody else and vice versa. And so I love this message because it really does just show how we can be appreciative of so much amazing things that happen. This is from Bethany, and she said, my little Indy, who's her little daughter, she said she rode her bike for the first time with no stabilizers over lockdown. She is not someone to be told what to do or when to do it. You have to be patient and allow her to just be the true force and powerhouse she is, and when she decides the time is right. She constantly throws and growls in annoyance with I can't attitude. She takes after me. I get grumpy if I can't get something first or second time and put it off or shove it to the side. Last year I took it on and got on with all of those jobs or things I said I couldn't do. She did it. She was beaming. I was beaming. She could do it. She did it. She said, I was and I still am bursting with pride and awe of the kid. Mothers all compare their children against others. I really felt pressure that she should be able to have known how to do it by now. It felt like something I couldn't celebrate, but that's such a rubbish attitude as well. And she said in capital letters, I am celebrating. She is bloody awesome. She's fierce, beaming. I am bloody beaming. So I just thought that was such a lovely one because that's such a big thing, like such a life achievement. Especially I can imagine when you're a parent for your kids to sort of hit their milestones. And like you say, it's so hard to not compare and obviously look either side at what other people are doing. But she did it when she was bloody well ready to do it, and she smashed it as she will everything else. So yeah, I thought that was a nice one to end with. Just to sort of wrap it up, Nay, and summarize it, what have you learnt, or what lessons have you sort of seen with the year that it was? Because I think there was a lot of lessons to be learned, and obviously thankfully a lot of positives. But yeah, what was your takeaway from March to March 2021?
I know that you like to do a quote, so I know you probably didn't think I'd be prepared, but
no, you never
I have a quote which sums it up. I don't know who it's from,
okay,
but I like it.
So you're gonna
you're gonna
give a summary and a quote at the same time, multitasking.
Yeah, just quick and concise, you know me.
Very well.
Be grateful for be grateful for shut up, I'm trying to talk here. Do you want to laugh again? I'm looking at you smirking. I know everyone else can't see, but be grateful for today and never take anything for granted. Life is a blessing. So it just sort of summarizes and sums up, I think, your question, in my opinion, of the way I see it and my experience of the last year, really.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's definitely a quote that sort of makes sense where everything that went on. Okay, so I will also summarize with a quote, and this is by Oprah. We all know who Oprah is, Oprah Winfrey. And it is, just in case anyone doesn't know, the single greatest thing you can do to change your life today would be to start being grateful for what you have right now. And the more grateful you are, the more you get. And although I completely understand and appreciate and have done it before, when things are going wrong or things don't feel fair, or you know, all of that stuff, you know, felt hard done by, and I think, you know, sometimes in some situations it's very important to feel them feelings and to process them emotions and not just bat them away. But I think sort of once you've gone through them and once you've sort of processed them and sort of thought about the emotions and all of that, it's really good to sort of practice gratitude, even if it's, you know, start with the most basic of things. My eyes opened this morning. I put my feet on the bed. I put my feet on the floor. I got up out of bed. I got dressed. I had electricity to make a cup of tea. I had water to make a hot cup of tea. Like all of them little things. I know they seem menial, but like as crazy as it seems, there is people out there who would give anything for that alone. So yeah, I think gratitude was a massive thing that came up for me for last year. And even though it wasn't always the way I planned it or what I wanted, thankfully things still worked out. We're still here. We're happy. We're lucky. We're healthy. And yeah, although with all the craziness, there you go, another shot, all the craziness and all the mad stuff that did happen, it was still a good year of positive and happy things to happen. So anything like, else to add?
Well, I was going to say there, like, I know that you say, oh, it might only be something really simple or something small what's getting you down and that. And yeah, sometimes I know that I need to sometimes is like get things into perspective, because I know how lucky, privileged I am just in life with the loved ones I have around and the life I have.
Yeah.
But everyone also needs to remember that even though it's that, it might seem something or it might be something menial, but you need to like take that time, like Ryan said, that to just process those emotions and reflect. And it's okay to be down, yeah. Like you said, it doesn't matter that it might be something like you say, menial. And
yeah, it's all
you need to remember,
old
people
you.
Are in worse position, but
yeah.
it's still your emotions. You're dealing with it your way, and it's yeah. still the way you feel. So it's okay to feel those things. So don't ever beat yourself up that someone's in a worse position than you. It doesn't make your situation any lesser.
I think in every aspect of life, there will always be people worse off. So no matter what my situation could be, there'll be somebody worse off from me. And even on that person, there'll be somebody worse off from them. And I think, yeah, the main thing is to just not try and not obviously wallow in it, but definitely process it and give yourself the time to sort of feel them feelings and go through it.
Yeah, perspective's important, but
then,
don't beat yourself up.
Exactly. Right. Well, we are going to log off from this one. Hope you enjoyed listening to it. I know it was a bit of a different one, but I think hopefully it sort of reminds people that there was loads of good stuff, and there always is good stuff in every single day that's worth celebrating. So celebrate the small wins, celebrate the big wins, just celebrate every single day that we get, because we are very lucky to have every day that we have. And I think that's about it. Anything else?
No, I'm happy.
You're happy, because you're happy. See you on Zoom that you've already logged on to FIFA and you're literally ready to start playing. Like, you couldn't even give me a full couple of hours undivided. The FIFA is on. I've now lost him to FIFA, even in a
I'm here.
In a different location, I've lost him to FIFA. So we shall log off now. This is a perfect time to end this one. But thank you as always for listening, and I will speak to you all soon in another episode. Bye, everybody.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
See ya.
Turn in my face with you, mate.
Don't you start with me.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, like amazingly.
Great. Make sure that you don't be touching them when it's recording in the...
Touching what?
The headphones. It's quite sensitive.
I'm quite sensitive and I don't like the way you're talking to me.
I know you're sensitive.
Someone's knocking at your door.
One sec, let me check.
No one's ringing the bell because we don't have a bell that works. Oh, then she will listen to this when she is editing. Yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, it would honestly mean the world if you would leave a review. I would genuinely appreciate that. And if you're liking what you're hearing, please hit the subscribe button so you get notified of any future episodes. Thanks again, guys, and I'll hopefully see you back here soon. Lots of love, G.